I don't think he would like it. He called a lot of fouls. The lane was actually smaller, too. The free throw lane was short, was not as wide as it is now. So players were closer to the basket. But if you touched anybody in those days, it was a foul. You didn't. There was no bumping. There was no shoving. There was no. Most teams played a zone back in those days, and I didn't get to play my junior and senior year in high school. But the game is, and I started in '67, and from the time I started until now, it's changed dramatically. There's a lot more physical play. A lot more. Back in those days, the coaches stayed on the bench and did not get up and coach during the game. They just sat on the bench and coached. Very seldom did you ever see an official have to tell a coach to be quiet. And now, of course, coaches are up and running up and down the sidelines nowadays. And it's you see it on national TV and the bumping and the shoving. And
you have much greater athletes now. And you know, we all know that the game has evolved. And so as people have as well. But there's a lot of negative things that have come with that and a lot of positive things, too. We have these spectacular plays. But in the meantime, you'll have more physical play.
He demanded respect, and he was a fun, loving guy that put on a show, more of a showman than I am. But he just loved the game and was very well known. And one of the things that probably meant more to me than anything was when I finally got to work state tournament 2003. I didn't really count the people that came up and congratulated me before the game started. Mine was in Peoria. His was in Champaign. We were the second father son to have that accomplishment. And all the ones that came up and talked to me were talking to me about my dad. And I look almost exactly like my dad, so it's pretty obvious who I am. And it was well-known all over the state of Illinois, and actually all over the Midwest.
And we still, we'll go places.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll have people come up to me and say, I knew your grandpa, I refereed with your grandpa, or even, a son or a grandson. Dad will know, hey, this is such and such's grandson, and I'll know who the guy is because the names just stick with you.